I want to start by playing you a sound to see if it's something that that you recognize at all.
I would say, Gabe, that that's either a 2-horsepower chainsaw or somebody named Homer Luster imitating a 2-horsepower chainsaw. And he's the only person I've ever met who could do that.
That is Homer Luster, someone that you did a pretty notable story on in your career.
Back in the 80s, I did find Homer Luster down in Casey County, Kentucky. And immediately when he performed some of his internal combustion engine imitations over the phone, I said, "We'll be there in the morning." And we were.
And these types of stories were once a very big part of TV newscasts.
Well, you know, you don't see them as much anymore in one sense, but you do see them more in a different sense. There are so many more people with video cameras now shooting unusual things that happen, and those instantly make it onto television stations and to television networks. But what I think they represent, whether they were done as formal features or just, gee whiz, look at this video, is a side of humanity that we often ignore for the screaming headlines and the publicity seekers. And to be able to find, you know, ordinary people doing extraordinary things, you know, I think that that gives a complete picture of American society, or really any society.
Do you think that features have gotten weaker over the years on television?
Well, I don't know about weaker, but, you know, there are no longer very many reporters who are dedicated to them. As I said, you know, you can turn on a television channel almost any hour of the day and see some wacky video, you know, Brits chasing a ball of cheese down a hill, let's say. But there is no journalist to interpret that for us. And I think that's kind of the problem with a lot of news today. You can go on the internet and learn lots of things. Some of them are even true. But it's very difficult to tell, you know, what is just public yammering. And what we have paid journalists to do for centuries, which is to be gatekeepers, to interpret them, to tell us why something is important or impactful or interesting.
Do you feel like, had you stayed in print, because you started out writing, that you might have a much different reputation? There are a lot of columnists out there in the newspaper world or in the print world doing something similar, and it seems like they earn a bit more respect than the TV reporters doing it.
Well, I think one of the problems is that television news comes out of the same box that brings us, you know, the those execrable reality shows and, you know, all sorts of chaff. So it's hard to separate the wheat sometimes because it all does come out of the same box. Of course, you could say the same thing about Dave Barry, who comes in the same newspaper that, you know, important world news comes in. But I don't know that there's a hierarchy. One of the problems with television, and to a lesser extent radio, is that it's a very personal kind of reporting. People see you associated with the story you're telling. In a news feature, in the newspaper, you don't see that reporter. And so it's kind of a hard line to straddle, if you will. You have to bring your own personality to the reporting, but yet you don't get in the way of the story. You want to get out of the way of the story if you can. And seeming to do that is part of the interesting challenge in feature reporting.
That is something else you mentioned. And when you watch your stories, there isn't as much of you in them. Nowadays, you see a lot of television reporters, locally and nationally especially, who seem to want to be the focus. They want to be on camera. They want to be the one known as the one who's doing the story. Where with a lot of yours, you're quite literally on screen stepping away, stepping out of it.
True. And consultants who have been hired to run, not to run, excuse me, I think that was a Freudian slip, consultants who have been called in to help TV stations increase viewership have for years said the reporter cannot be a mystery voice. You have to put the reporter in the story. Reporters have to be identified with the story. And you'll see a local reporter now appearing 3 times in a story, the beginning, the middle, and the end. You know, I've resisted that because I don't think I'm the story. You know, if you remember me, I'll have succeeded as a personality, but I'll have failed as a storyteller.
What are your thoughts on the state of TV news now?
Well, gee, there's more of it than ever, isn't there?
There is. It's every few hours from 4 a.m. to midnight.
Yeah, and it probably won't be long until here in Louisville and a lot of other markets you'll see a 24-hour news operation. Well, you know, when I started in television, it was before the accountants realized that news was the profit center of the station. Once they did, then we, of course, increased the amount of news. I'm not sure it has gotten better. The technology certainly has, you know, just gotten phenomenal. You can do a live report on camera from almost anywhere in the world on your phone. You know, this was a dream in the days of alligator clips and, you know, trying to do remotes that way. As the technology has increased, though, I'm not sure the quality has. There are still good reporters. There are still good news operations. You just have to take them with a bit of a grain of salt. And you have to be able to distinguish, as I said before, between the roar of the crowd, which is so apparent on the Internet, and what trained journalists do.
Do you think with so many local newscasts, there's room for a front-to-back quality newscast on local television?
Well, you could say the same thing about local newspapers. You know, is the newspaper filled every day with things that you absolutely have to know or would be interested in? And the answer is no, not every day. But there are some days when, you know, big weather events, let's say, or a major news story, you would want to have almost a constant flow of information. You know, it's I think educational to remember that this city, Louisville, excuse me, used to have four newspapers, and now there's one. We have four television stations that do news. It's possible that the accountants will say, you know what, we could make more money if we put on, you know, Balinese gong music for an hour a day instead of news. And when that happens, that news will go away. It's not a given that there will always be four news operations on television in Louisville.
Do you watch The Newsroom?
I have watched it twice and have not felt compelled to watch it anymore.